Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here we are at this wonderful place, in this wonderful dimension of life, living beautiful stories of boys and girls all over the world. And you know, I travel all over the world. I visit boys and girls everywhere. And as I visit them and experience with them, I find that they have many adventures that are lots of fun, and I love to share these. As I sit on the bedside table, blowing away my lovely candlelight into the eyes of children getting ready to go to sleep, I love to tell these stories. I was visiting with a little girl just last night, and this little girl was such a happy little girl. She was running around the yard, and she was playing and having such a good time. And then she came running in the house, and she said, "Mommy, Mommy, I want to tell you something." And her mother was very busy preparing dinner, and she had everything going in the pots were all boiling away. And she says, "Sweetheart, I'm right in the middle of preparing dinner. Is this something that can wait a moment?" "Mommy, you've got to hear this." And so her mommy turned off the kettles, turned down all the fire, and sat down with her daughter at the kitchen table and said, "Sweetheart, what is it you have to tell me?" "Well, Mommy, did you know I was in the backyard, and as I was sitting there, this bug came along, and he crawled right over my foot. And he didn't bite, he didn't do anything, he just crawled over my foot. And then, as I sat there, a couple of other bugs came along, and they crawled over my foot, too. And, you know, Mommy, he didn't hurt. And, Mommy, it was so wonderful. Mommy, I had to tell you, it's such an exciting thing, isn't it, Mommy? Isn't that exciting?" "Wow, yes, sweetheart. You are always the master of everything by your thought. And when you thought those bugs were going to crawl over your foot and just take a walk, that's just a shortcut journey for them, all they wanted to do was walk over your foot, period." And that's all they did. And you know, sweetheart, you are such a good creator. Now, you go in the bathroom and you wash up your hands and get yourself ready for dinner, because it's going to be no time. Daddy will be home and we'll have our dinner." Well, she went into the bathroom, washed her hands, and Mommy turned on the kettles again. It didn't seem to disturb anything at all, and she remembered where she was on each of the things that she was cooking, and dinner was ready in no time. And then Daddy came in the door, and the little precious ran to Daddy and said, "Daddy, Daddy, guess what?" "Not now, sweetheart. I've got to get ready for dinner." "Well, Daddy, I got to tell you, not now. Daddy, this is so important." And Daddy went into the bathroom and closed the door and washed his hands and got ready for dinner. And when he came out, he had a moment or two, and he was about ready to sit at the table, and he said, "Now, sweetheart, what was it you had that was so important to tell?" "Oh, it didn't matter, Daddy. It didn't matter." "Oh, all right." So he sat at the table, and Mommy sat at the table, and they all started to eat. And they said, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." And she repeated it and repeated it and said, "Mommy, I like that prayer." And then Mommy said, "Sweetheart, you know, when you think good thoughts, everything in the world wants to do nice things with you. And when you think happy thoughts, everything in the world wants to do nice things with you." "Well, you mean, Mommy, like when the bug was crawling over my foot and he didn't bite?" "That's right, sweetheart. You were thinking that he was just taking a shortcut. And that was an interesting adventure for you to see him crawl over your ankle like that and over your foot and be on his way. It's not that he didn't bite, because you didn't think he was going to bite. You just thought he was walking across your foot. And you thought, hey, he must like me. He must believe that I'm a gentle, loving person." And, sweetheart, you are a gentle, loving person. "Oh, Mommy, this is so wonderful. That is so wonderful." And Daddy looked over and said, "What's this all about?" "Oh, nothing, Daddy." "What do you mean, nothing?" "I wanted to tell you about it, Daddy, but you didn't have time for me. But Mommy always has time for me." "What do you mean, Mommy always has time for you?" "Well, Mommy does. Whenever I want to ask Mother anything, whenever I want to ask her anything at all, she always stops what she's doing and takes time for me. Because, yes, dear, because what? Because Mommy says, I am the most important thing in the world. Oh, Mommy smiled and said, sweetheart, you are the most important thing in the world. And I always have time for you. I always have time to share with you and to tell you the stories and to listen to your stories, because your stories are exciting, sweetheart. And Daddy looked at his daughter and said, well, Pumpkinhead, I guess I blew it. Can you forgive me? And the daughter said, Daddy, there's nothing to forgive. But do you have time for me sometimes, too? I don't know, sweetheart. I guess I just learned a lesson, too, that maybe I always have time for you, too. So whenever you ask me a question, I'll stop whatever I'm doing, because you're the most important person in the world, and your questions, and you're wanting to share with me, is the most important thing. That's why I go to work. That's why I come home. That's why we have our house here. That's why we have our home here, because we are a family, and we always have time for one another to do all the things. Mommy, is Daddy wonderful? Mommy says, yes, Daddy is very wonderful. And you know, sweetheart, you are the most wonderful little girl in all the world. Oh, Mommy, you say the nicest things. Hey, boys and girls, look at that. Right through the window there. See, there's Mr. Sandman. He's coming in the house now. He doesn't even open the door. He just walks right through the window. Hi, Mr. Sandman. Hello, Mr. Cotto. Are you ready to put pixie dust on these children to put them to sleep? Oh, no, I don't put pixie dust on to put them to sleep. I put pixie dust on so that they have happy dreams, and so that their dreams are going to be wonderful. And, of course, they fall asleep at the same time, but my pixie dust is the dream dust. I'm the dream weaver. Oh, you are? Oh, my gosh. You mean like the Indians, they have a dream catcher? Oh, yes, I'm not only a dream catcher, but I'm a dream weaver. And I weave dreams beautiful for boys and girls everywhere. Just before they go to sleep, they have wonderful thoughts. And boop, they dream about those wonderful thoughts. Oh, thank you, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Sandman. I think that's just wonderful. You're just a great guy. Now, just a minute. Boys and girls, give your mommy and daddy a big hug. Come on now, snuggled in there. Tell them how much you love them. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Mommy, you're so wonderful. Daddy, you're so wonderful. Oh, my goodness sakes. And anyone else in the family. And say, ah, I'm so happy. And snuggle down under the covers and say, good night. And I'm Mr. Candle. And I'll see you another time. So, happy dreams, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.